Jones were warranted to mount the heads of any paving stones. Simon Smith was tall and slim, and she doted upon him, but he always called her Miss Jones. He never got so far as to use her Christian name. It was too familiar. When she called him Simon dear, he pretended not to hear. And she told her sister Susan he behaved extremely queer. He said, very right, shows his true affection. If you prove your Simon's love, follow my direction. I certainly advise you just to write a simple letter and to tell him that the court it only asked about his quarter. And say that by the time I do, we'll wait in loving hope. And 9 o'clock this evening, if he's feeling too alone, his faithful heart will bear the soul. She wrote it and signed it and sealed it and sent it, and dressed herself out in her holiday things of bracelets and brooches and earrings and necklace and watch and an eyeglass and diamond rings. For man is a creature weak and impressible, things such a dear of appearance, my dear. So she waited for Simon beside the tanyard gate, regardless of the pieman who hinted it was late. Waiting for Simon, she coughed in the chimney night until the town of and there go the other clocks, they all are striking 12. Oh, Simon, it is getting late. It's very dull to sit and wait. And really, I'm in such a state. I hope you'll come at any rate. Quite early in the morning. Quite early in the morning. Then with prancing bays and yellow. Was a strange man that stood behind her, who civilly observed, "Good evening, ma'am. I really am surprised to see that you're out here alone. For you must own from thieves, you're not secure. A watch I see, pray lend it me. I hope the gold is pure, and all the strings are..."